Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 476. Okay, we've got... Tom, before we get started, hey, I know you probably, if you've been listening to the show and you heard about the stuff about the camp, what is it, the Gateway to Reason. Tom, you want to just fill us in on Gateway to Reason with the guy's actual name, Seth Andrews?
Yes, in my immutable way of messing up everybody's name, which I'm very talented. That's my one true talent, is screwing up names. So Gateway to Reason is a skeptics, atheist, humanist conference being held in St. Louis, July 28th through the 30th. And so far, he's got about 30 speakers and entertainers for this packed weekend of events. But some of the big names that a lot of people might know are Seth Andrews, the thinking atheist.
There you go.
And Matt Dillahunty and Aaron Raw of the Rawman podcast. Some people know these three as the Unholy Trinity.
Yes.
Which they did a tour in the U.S. and then they did a tour in Australia. But that was a short time thing. But people still identify them because they're three good friends. But I also mentioned Thomas Westbrook of Holy Kool-Aid is going to be attending there as well as I am. And there's going to hopefully be a huge crowd of people there, which is why I'm doing a series of interviews of all the speakers called Getting Ready for Gateway. But there's about 30 speakers and attendees, or 30 speakers and entertainers.
There you
go. Comedians and there's singers.
No strip dancers?
As well as speakers.
No, any strippers?
This will be a big... I'm sure... I'm very positive there will be in attendance strippers.
In attendance? Oh, I wanted to see... To. You said it was to be entertainers. Stripping is entertainment. Yeah. I'm just saying.
They won't be performing for the conference, but I've been to several conferences where they have performed at the conference for random people. these conferences bring out a very eclectic and very colorful group of people, and they are a ton of fun.
Hey, Packard, they're all Chippendale dancers, too, by the way.
Yeah. To each your own, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not sure if Lucian Grease will be there of the Satanic Temple. He was there at the last one.
That would be interesting.
I wouldn't mind it, except for the fact is that I'd look at those bodies of those guys and I go, damn, I couldn't be that.
Oh. Don't so worry, if you we're can't... safe. We have beards.
That's right. All right, if you don't understand where that joke is coming from, and if you're only just listening to just these, you're going to have to go back and listen to episode 475. And because we talked about the beard thing. So
sure, pick on the gay guy with the beard.
Yeah.
See, we have an authority.
Okay. Well, we need some we need our topics for this Friday. We'll do the same setup. We'll do one hot topic, two science or technology, and two religious and one onion. And then we will do a Pope on the Rope. What's big going on?
ISIS.
What's bigly?
Killing people.
What's going? Yeah. What's being really bigly?
Yeah.
London getting attacked left and right.
Yeah, there exactly. was. I heard there was another attack in London. True. I feel bad for those
at
people.
At a mosque, I believe.
Yeah.
You know,
was that the one where somebody had come had actually hit someone that was coming out of the mosque with their car?
Several people.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a white wing idiot.
White guy. I think my favorite part of that story, which I heard on NPR the morning after, was that the people they were coming out after, basically it was the end of Ramadan, and the Muslims detained this bigoted, you know, hateful person who ran down people, but they didn't harm him, and they detained him till the police got there, and they behaved exactly right. I was really impressed. I was, you know, just like, yes, okay, this is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't sit there and kick him and beat him and everything, even though he deserves something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. London's got some real problems going on.
There is, I heard this today, and this happened yesterday, actually. Phoenix flights were canceled because it was too hot for the planes to land. Have you anybody else heard about this?
Yeah, that was my fault. Sorry, I was in Phoenix recently.
This comes from the BBC. It says Phoenix flights canceled because it was too hot for the planes. The weather in the forecast city suggested the temperature could reach 120 degrees Fahrenheit or 49 degrees Celsius. That's higher than the operating temperature of some planes. American Airlines announced it was canceling dozens of flights scheduled to take off from Sky Harbor Airport during the hottest part of the day. The local Fox affiliate said that the cancellations mostly affected regional flights on the smaller Bombardier CRJ Airlines, which has a maximum operating temperature of 118 degrees. Jesus Christ. All right, now, there's a good reason why they did this, because at higher temperatures, the air has lower density, so it's thinner, and at lower air density reduces how much lift is generated on the wings aircraft, and a core principle of aeronautics. That, in turn, means the aircraft's engine speeds need to generate more thrust to get airborne. So, apparently, it's probably more of a problem for, like, the smaller personal jets than they are the bigger jets, because they have to use a lot of thrust to get going, and they probably just can't handle that. So, but remember, boys and girls, global warming isn't a problem or isn't real.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this because global warming came up during the midweek show. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of like calling the ACA Obamacare. It's when we call it global warming, it's kind of a misnomer, because it is. Now the word just left my head. It's climate change.
Yeah, climate change.
So and it's global climate change. And so when you look at it that way, it's this entire, the atmosphere everywhere. And it's not just, you know, whether it's hotter or colder, it's the fact that it's different. It's drastically different. And how different is this temperature for Arizona?
I
guess that's my question.
Here's something. Now, this is from CNN. Now, I don't know if you guys have been hearing about this health care bill that's been going around. The fact is that the GOP put together a health care bill. And I heard on the radio this morning, Mitch McConnell was going on saying that, the Democrats don't want to help us, so we just don't want to show them the bill, so that we're justified in not showing them the bill. It's like, well, words to that effect anyway. It's like, you don't want, they don't want to help you because you want to rob people of their health insurance. I would say not. And that's not a reason you shouldn't be putting together a health bill that's going to affect millions of Americans without we're just going to put it together in secret. No one else on the Republic, on the Democrat side, can even look at it to even talk about it. And you're just going to bring it out, put a vote on it.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell promising a vote on health care as early as next Thursday. The problem is,
shush, I'm talking here.
Really seems to know what's in the bill, even in his own.
Stop. Sorry about that.
How many years did the GOP have to sit there and look at the ACA / Obamacare and dismantle it and go to committee and meeting and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
This is grotesque. They just want to rubber stamp this whole shit. And
yeah.
And they know Donald Trump, that's all they get.
And you know what? They know that Donald Trump only knows how to do one thing. Put GOP good stamp. You get it. Democrat stamp. Bad veto.
Actually, if they call it Trump Care, he will probably sign it.
Yeah, that's exactly why. I'm gonna put this out there. Now they were saying, the way I've heard this, that if at least four Republican senators, they just need four to say no on the health care bill when it decides to finally pop its ugly head out, that would be enough to put a stop on it. Apparently, Senator Johnson said, without a time to review the health care bill, I won't be voting yes. This is one Republican. I hope he is good for his word. I'm not hopeful that any Republicans are any good for their word, but if he actually does not sign this, I'd be very, very surprised. Let me put the link in the chat room so if you guys can take a look at this. I apologize if the video opens up on you here. There you go. Speaking to CNN's Chris Cuomo on New Day Wednesday morning, Johnson expresses concerns about the way Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell could approach a vote on a bill that remains secret even after weeks of deliberation behind closed doors. Johnson explains he wants to fully vet it in public. I want to make sure that my constituents have enough time to provide input. He's only one of 13 Republicans that is working in the working group to draft the Senate version of the Obamacare repeal effort the Republican-led House passed last month. And the reason since Trump got into office, he has said he just wants to repeal and replace. He just wants to repeal. He just the fact is it was Obama's bill.
It's reactionary. Yeah, he hates Obama. He was mocked by Obama at some stupid dinner at one point, mm-hmm. and it's he's just trying to dismantle. He's a toddler going around and knocking everybody else's towers down.
Yep.
I think he just wants to repeal it and not really replace it because he really hasn't come up with a plan.
They didn't have a plan. They said that they were going to have this done in the first few days. Yeah. It's like, we're just going to repeal and replace it right away. They're like, no.
Well, there's no plan.
Right. There was no plan. They had no, it was like the dog catching the bus. He didn't know what he was going to do with it once he caught it.
Well, it's like after Trump got elected, he was interviewed on, 60 Minutes?
No. Yeah.
And the person was asking, "Well, what are you going to do?" We're going to repeal it. We're going to replace it. We can't repeal it and not have anything, but we're going to have something in there. But he, throughout his campaign, he has not said one thing that he was going to do.
Yeah.
All he said, "You okay, there, Packard?"
Yeah, I'm just hot. Don't mind me. I'm getting the vapors.
anyways, but he has not said one iota about what in particular he's going to do as far as Obamacare, what plans he has.
Exactly.
And to this day, he still has nothing.
You know, I kind of like this as a top story, to be honest.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. The only reason they're doing it in secret is because they know full well it's going to be opposed greatly.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because it's going to affect 20-some million Americans, and I'm one of them because I'm on the Obamacare right now.
Yeah,
I'm not insured at all right now, and I'm trying to get Medicaid through Vermont.
In Wisconsin, they made it a law that you have to have health insurance. I think that even Eighth Ranger, you should be technically have the Obamacare until you get the other one. Otherwise, at the end of the year, file taxes, you'll end up paying a lot more in fines.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if you file taxes or not, but I mean, if you do, that's what you're gonna have to. You're
oh,
gonna
I do, but the taxes I was supposed to get back went to that big hospital bill I told you about.
Oh yeah, I remember. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. This is good because this is the kind of crap that's being passed while everybody's waxing on about all the
Russia.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the stupid stuff that Trump is doing every day, or well, again, Russia. That's still important because if we're being hacked and everything, that's
Remember when Sarah Palin was running for office with John McCain. Everybody was making fun of her, saying, "I can see Russia from my house." Now, with Trump, Russia is in your house.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Okay, well, that's so... that. All right. Then let's go with that. Let's go with that top. That's for our top story then. I have not seen any. Sorry. I have not found any good tech stories.
Well, tech. I don't know if the Phoenix being hot is a tech story, but again, I don't know what. I do not know if how that plays into whether that's unusual or if it's a cyclical thing for that part of the world. So.
Wow. Okay, hold on a second. Here. Now, this one just came out about 3 hours ago. Now. This is from The Independent, so take it for what it is. Somebody, you know, if you've heard of the Hyperloop, okay, the one that Elon Musk was going to come up with, and Thunderfoot thoroughly debunked, because the fact is that they think that these things are going to be pressurized, so they reduce all the air that's in there so they can shoot cars or whatever across great distances. Yeah. And he showed that if you were to take if the air suddenly... there was some kind of damage to it, to the structure, it would collapse in on itself. Now, this one here is I would love to send this to Thunderfoot on this. It's basically the same idea. It's called the Hyper Chariot. It's saying 4,000 miles pods could go from London to Edinburgh in 8 minutes. This is no different. It's really no different. I'm sorry. I just saw this and I was just like, I would totally send that to him, have him suss that out. Let's see here. I'm going to a site called technewsworld.com. I've never been here before, so. Usually they go to like Gizmodo or something like that.
I'm gonna say I'm on Gizmodo, but yeah.
Apparently Google launched a go-to job aggregation site. Let's see here. Nintendo art history. I apologize. Xbox opened up a. No, this is from June 14th. This is from last week. For this site being a tech related site, they seem certainly are behind the time, because Xbox, they're calling this Xbox One X. And they announced this last week on June 14th that the next version of the Xbox gaming things is ahead of the E3 in 2017. It's going to open in Los Angeles, the new Xbox One X. Microsoft, can you fucking use a number system, something? I don't care what. Your number system makes no sense. You went from Windows 7 to Windows 10. And from XP to 7 and to Vista or whatever the fuck, your number system is like all over the fucking place. And you went from Xbox, to Xbox One. No, Xbox to Xbox 360, Xbox One, Xbox One X. What? I can't keep track of your numbering systems. This is so, is somebody on Quaaludes over there? Holy shit.
Well, unlike Apple products where people... Everything new, people automatically adopt because it's so wonderful. With Microsoft, everything that comes out is like, let's wait and see.
Yeah.
And so they don't want to highlight the fact that people are all over the place. Because if they were numbered, it'd be obvious that people were obvious. But if they have a different operating system with different names and letters and numbers and... it's distracting. And people like, what system are you on? I don't even know what they're called.
what computer are you using? I don't know. It's a PC. Yeah. I don't know.
It's like, what are they up to now? N375. Okay. What? sure, I'm whatever that is.
Oh, yes, not a believer.
What did he say here? Did he say something in the side chat?
Something about it's a religious. It's a religious story, and I saw this one this week. I'm like, oh yeah.
Okay, well, we'll take a look at that in a little bit here.
But I shared one. I don't know if it's good or not. It's on Gizmodo. Code to hack Mazdas with a USB drive is now available to anyone.
Oh, I like. I'm liking this story because we've talked about this kind of in the past.
Yeah, yeah. I'll let you read it because, okay. Again, it's a lot of gobbledygook to me. I'll listen. So.
All right, let's see what it says here. I'm still waiting for the page to load here. Let's see here. Well, they got a picture of a Mazda with someone holding a thumb drive. Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah.
Okay, it says code to hack Mazdas with USB drive is now available to anybody. It's been a short open secret for a few years now that you can hack the information systems on some 2014 and up Mazdas with the right software on a USB drive. What is new, though, is now the software is required to do this. I got it.
Hold on. It's freely available on GitHub.
Yeah, hold on a second here.
Sure.
My page here just... God damn it. Come on.
Oh, I can read it if you want.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm just trying... I got hit with an ad blocker thing here, so... Oh,
okay. What's also interesting is how this security flaw has been turned into a valuable customization tool for tech-savvy Mazda owners. The code is described as a POC, proof of concept, that the USB port is an attack surface for a Mazda car's infotainment center system and how Mazda hacks are made. It was put together by security researchers, researcher Jay Turla. The code includes an all-in-one tool called an MZD AIO, blah, 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 Mazda all-in-one tweaks, which automates the process of getting access to the NICS-based infotainment system Mazda uses. Turla spoke with the website Bleeping Computer and described just how the attack works. So I did some research on how it is done, including how to create apps. I studied how the Mazda all-in-one tweak works and discovered that the tweak included executing a tweak.shift script. I don't know, a bunch of stuff here. that the USB port is an attack surface for a Mazda car's infotainment system by echoing outputs from two known NICS commands. I just make simpler in order to give some awareness. Turla's attacks starts instantly when the USB drive containing the code is inserted into the car, automatically executing the script.
Wow.
While all this sounds alarming, a few key points should be noted. The attack requires physically inserting a USB drive into the car, so that rules out long-range hacking. Well, duh, I thought that's what this was about. Never mind. That's, you know, you have to actually get in the car anyway and
yeah.
put it in.
Well, this kind of, I think what they're kind of doing here is they're able to hack their own car. I mean, they're able to, like, there's an old term it still uses. It's called, for the iPhone, it's called jailbreaking. And for Android phones, it's called rooting.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Then. So basically what you're doing is you're rooting your car so you can tell it to add more gas or less or more air, so you get a richer mixture, shit like that. So you're able to, yeah. So you're able to customize the software on board the computer, the onboard computers on this. So it's just becoming.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah, so this is a good thing. So this is actually so now anybody who has access to a Mazda, they can download this and they can. They can customize their car. It's a hack. It's available to the general public now. It's not a bad story, actually.
At least a number two.
It's a number two. It's not a number one, but it's a number two, definitely.
Okay.
let's see here. Did you get that from the Gizmodo site?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Well, it says it's Jaloplink, Plink or something. I don't know why. Oh, Gizmodo is also connected to it, I see. Because I was on Gizmodo, and it led me here. I see what happened.
Okay.
Derp.
Oh, I see okay. it. I see it now, yeah. Let's see yeah. here. Let's see here. Flapjacked octopus. Okay.
What?
There's a picture. Yeah, there's a picture of it. It says we just got a rare look at our new overlord, the flapjack octopus. It looks like it's kind of flat. It's a flat octopus.
Are you which site are you on?
It's on Gizmodo. It's just down the page. It's about a little bit more further down the page. That's all.
Thank you. I just have to go back. That's all.
Okay.
Oh.
Holy cow! Look at there's a picture.
I do
of
not
a,
know you.
There's a big strawberry. Somebody's got it holding a strawberry. The size of a man's palm. It looks like one, two, three, four, five strawberries. Maybe six strawberries grew into one. That's kind of cool.
By the way, I saw the preview for Thor Ragnarok when I saw Guardians of the Galaxy yesterday, and oh my goodness. I'm looking forward to Thor.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, the Thor thing there.
Yeah. Uranus might get a visitor after all these years.
Woo!
V2, Voyager 2. Girl Scouts can soon earn cybersecurity badges because girls want to hack stuff.
Oh my God. Wow. Girls, what are you doing? You shouldn't be hacking. You should be making a sandwich. I'm kidding.
Don't say that to Girl Scouts.
I know. I'm totally kidding. I am totally kidding. I am so stoked by the fact is that Girl Scouts are going to be able to earn a cybersecurity badge. I have no use for any of the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, especially the Boy Scouts. But I mean, the fact is that they are doing this thing where they're learning a skill for cybersecurity. I think that's very progressive of them, actually.
The Girl Scouts actually are really progressive, and the Boy Scouts are really struggling to try and break out of I think that the Catholic Church and the Mormon Church has long housed them, and so they're trying to be very, they're really trying to be inclusive, and I applaud the Boy Scouts. I would support them just because I want to see them move forward.
When they allow atheists into the groups without, you know, reservation, like they did, I will not support them. I will not support them. As far as I'm concerned, they are just another bigoted organization. I got a story here. I'll put in the chat room here for everybody to take a look at. Now, this is also possibly a second story as well. It may not be a first story. Driverless bus goes on a rolling rampage in Brooklyn. I didn't know. Is this a new type of thing, or is this just a bus that just got away from somebody? I'm not sure. It says here.
File 2, the wheels on the bus go round.
Yeah.
This is either Tech or Not the Onion.
Yeah. I'm not sure what to do with it, to be honest. It says here, if you look closely at the video above, which is I have blocked, I think, you'll see that a very large MTA bus is barreling down Palmer Avenue. And why is this in the tech section? I don't understand why it's even here.
No, I don't know either.
It says, a report that a man trying to change a tire on the street was forced to jump out of the way. He suffered minor injuries. The bus kept on rolling, though after hitting several parked cars, came to a stop when it slammed into the size of a church. Yeah. Yay, bus! Good job! Good job! Woo!
Wait.
Cool.
Woo!
Oh, crap, I slammed into a church. Oh, well.
So when machines become self-aware, they're going to get rid of religion?
Yes! Awesome. That's what the sub-story is! I welcome our bus overlords!
Hey, you know what? Maybe it was an atheist that was driving the bus. Remote control. Maybe the person who was an atheist behind the remote control.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Sure.
We have finally found out Skynet's true objective.
Yes. Get rid of religion.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute. If Skynet's objective is to really get rid of religion, I welcome our Skynet overlords. Anyway,
I'll be back. Hang up.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Anyway, it says miraculously nobody was killed in the incident, although the pastors told that the church is damaged completely. Yay! Good job, bus. Yay! Good job, bus. Good job, bus.
I don't know what to say about this story, except I just really love it.
Okay, well, apparently somebody... All right, here's what actually happened. It says the local reporter spotted the MTA driver was walking down the street after the excitement was over. The police say that the driver was mistakenly left the hulking transport in neutral and stepped off his bus.
God.
They conducted an investigation into the matter. Regardless of the outcome, it is all very bad. I think there's some good in there. It took out its church.
It says it's scary as hell.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Oh, my God.
It's all very bad for the look of the city's public transit authority. Subway deals. Delays are bad enough, else New Yorkers really don't need to be dodging runaway buses on top of everything else. I don't know why this is in here as a tech story. I apologize. I'm going to...
Maybe it was terrorists.
It was a terrorist.
Exactly.
Hey, who knows? You never know this day.
I like the first comment. You know what? If there's nothing else, just at least for the comments here, it says, I thought this was going to be about a self-driving bus going on a Terminator rampage. Disappointed.
Yes. Oh, my
Oh, there's
God.
Only... There, oh, there, well, let's see. Let's see if there's more comments here. I know driverless is a broad term, but I can't be the only one who read the headline and thought this was referring to a driverless autonomous bus. Same here. That's exactly the reason why I stepped.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, we have those?
Yeah, I was like surprised. Like, this is a thing? This is a thing? When did we get this thing? I thought this
and
was I thought
atheist behind a remote control.
Right. I thought maybe this was a test or something, and they were just trying to do that. You know, they're just
okay,
an autonomous bus.
Where's the
nearest church? Yeah.
If this is a test, we all need to sign up.
Yeah. Churches stand zero chance against a bus.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is so funny.
If nothing else, that would probably be a good onion story.
Yeah.
That's what I said. So not...
I'm gonna
this is not the onion.
I don't know why this was even on Gizmodo to begin with, to be honest. But, you know, hey.
Serendipitous.
It was a little serendipitous at the end there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Does anybody else have a tech story that they think might do for a top story?
Well, okay. It is the only way it's tech is it's talking about AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Former members of Trump's HIV/AIDS advisory council on why he is resigned, but. No, it's a long, it's kind of more op-ed.
Yeah, I want us to be the ones giving us the opinions.
There's one more. A massive bloom of pickle-shaped sea creatures is filling the Pacific.
A pickle-shaped sea creature? Do they come in the kind that go on your hamburger? You know?
Well, no, they look more like dildos, but okay.
Oh, well.
Millions okay. of tubular sea creatures called pyrosomes have taken over the Pacific Ocean in an unprecedented bloom that has scientists baffled. These bumpy, translucent organisms look like sea cucumbers that range in sizes from 6 inches to more than 2 feet long. But they're actually made up of hundreds of tiny animals knit together with tissue into a filter feeding cylinder. And they're everywhere, filling up waters off the West Coast all the way up to Alaska and washing up on beaches. Our research boat caught 60,000 of them in 5 minutes. They're so thick in Alaska that fishermen gave up on fishing because their hooks were coming up full of pyrosomes instead of salmon. Jennifer Fisher, a research assistant with Oregon State University Hatfield Marine Science Center in Newport, makes a regular research trip to monitor ocean conditions. She started seeing pyrosomes in her research net in February and a GoPro camera on the net revealed an eerie underwater habitat filled with the pickle-shaped creatures. Basically, as far as the eye can see, pyrosomes. We were dumbfounded. Pyrosomes are common in the tropics where they can reach a length of 30 feet and wow. often glow in the dark. That likely explains their names, which in Greek translates to fire body. According to Fisher, they do show up in off ocean off of the Northwest from time to time, but never in these numbers. Why they're here is now unknown at this point, Fisher said. We've had warm ocean conditions over the past couple of years, and something has brought them here. They're just flourishing. It's very unusual to find them so close to shore, so evenly distributed and so abundant. It's strange, they say, because the warm ocean water that has been hanging off the west coast since 2014 has dissipated this year, and the Pacific has plenty of warm water events in the past without seeing massive blooms of pyrosomes. No one knows what affects their bloom. What effects of the bloom will be, but scientists worry that if all the creatures die off at once, they could sink to the seafloor, suck up all the oxygen as they're decomposing, creating Ew. A dead zone for marine life.
Ew. That's...
It's a little bit longer, but yeah. I don't know. It's kind of just this weird thing. And I have one more.
Okay.
Rick Perry just said carbon dioxide doesn't cause climate change.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And water is wet.
Water, okay.
So, sorry. I don't have a lot of tech, but...
I got something that's kind of in... I've got something that's kind of in that ballpark. Before we go to that story there. There was... I was looking at this here. We could talk, you know, we could kind of talk about a movie for tech because it's kind of a tech movie. I mean, as it were. Who here has heard of Blade Runner?
Me.
Okay. I know you have. Okay, Connie. You've never heard of Blade Runner?
No.
Oh, damn. Somebody get this man a place to sit and a bag of popcorn. oh, Tom must have left. I didn't see him leave. I apologize. This weekend marks the 35th anniversary of Blade Runner. To mark the occasion, they've got an excellent behind-the-scenes featurette about the sequel from the cast and crew, which shed some light on the world of 2049 Los Angeles and how Blade Runner of 2049 is trying to sell itself apart from the original. So it's like the final sequel to that movie.
Oh, yes. There's a sequel coming out to Blade Runner, which...
Has Harrison Ford in it.
Yes. Although he's not... I don't think he's the main protagonist, but he's reprising his role from the first film.
Right.
I don't know how much he has to do with it, but all about... AI, I don't know.
Yeah, the story is about a bunch of robots that become somewhat sentient, and they just don't know when their time is due because they are all built in with a unknown kill switch time. Like they're only allowed to live like a few years at most, and then they just die off. But some of the robots, androids, they're programmed to be so human-like, but you can only tell them apart from real humans is by asking them a certain series of questions in a certain pattern. So, it's a good.
We're talking about
what's that?
So if we're talking about tech stories, I just saw something come up on Facebook. Apparently, Stephen Hawking says that the Earth is under threat and humans need to leave. As goes on, he said that we need to leave within 500 years if humanity is to continue for another million years.
Can you share the link?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, it's from MSN. Yep.
I have to say I'm a little bit concerned about Stephen Hawking. He said a lot of things about computers become intelligent, AI, if AI happens, we're also in trouble, which
yeah And he's also said about he's a brilliant man, but I mean, he does say things that I don't agree with, and I'm partially agreement on something he did say about if alien life exists out there, if they would be come here just like, you know, how Columbus went to the islands off the coast of Florida there and then wiped out the entire most of the population there. And brought diseases and things like that. We don't know if they would, or they, you know, being aliens, whatever, would be doing the same thing here. They'd come here and then they could eventually just do the same thing.
It's not unintelligent to pose the question, but anyway, let's look at the article.
Right. I apologize. I didn't mean to sidetrack us on there, but I mean,
I had the same ideas, but I just realized, well, maybe.
Yeah.
Look at see what this what Hawking is saying.
One of the Earth is threat if he believes that humans leave in the next few centuries if we're a species to survive. The Earth is under threat from so many areas. It's difficult for me to be positive. The threats are too big and too numerous, according to the Evening Press. Our physical resources are being drained at an alarming rate. I have no qualms with what you're saying there. We've given our planet disastrous gifts of climate change. Rising temperatures, reduction of polar ice caps, deforestation, and decimation of animal species. We can be an ignorant, unthinking lot. Everything he said right there, I completely agree with. Hawking made a comment as part of his keynote address at the Starmus Festival. Starmus? In Norway, the festival can celebrate science and music and aims to help the public get a better understanding of complex science. The professor made similar dire warnings about the fate of humankind in the past. There's a link there. I'm assuming that's probably one you were talking about, Connie. I'm going to let that load in the background. But in his latest comments, he addressed several specific issues he feels that are the biggest threat and talked about how we might become a multi-planetary species. Well, we're working on that right now. We are working on becoming a multi-planetary species. Hawking said in the past that we humans have faced similar crises in terms of resources. They moved to new parts of the world. Columbus did. I mentioned Columbus even before I read this book, page here. Columbus did it in 1492 when he discovered the New World, quote unquote, he said. But now there are no new world, no new utopia around the corner. We're running out of space, and the only places to go are other worlds. It is time to explore other solar systems. Spreading out may be the only thing that saves us from ourselves. I'm convinced that humans need to leave Earth. The Milky Way is home to an estimated 100 billion planets. Of these, millions, if not billions, are potentially habitable, meaning they could have conditions right to host life, including a stable climate that allows liquid water to exist. Hawking noted that there are estimated 1,000 stars within 30 light years of Earth. So if just 1% of these were Earth-like, we could have 10 candidate planets to move to. I don't know where H comes from. There was a typo here. He also said he believes humans will have developed the technology for interstellar travel within the next 200 to 500 years. Maybe, if Trump doesn't kill us all first. Human colonization on other planets is no longer science fiction. It can be science fact, he said. The human race has existed as a separate species for about 2 million years. Civilization began about 100,000 or ago, 10,000 ago, and the rate of development has been steadily increasing. If humanity is to continue for another million years, our future lies in boldly going where no one else has gone before. You know, actually, I don't completely disagree with this article.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
Yeah.
I love it.
I do like this. What do you guys think?
Oh, I like this as a lead article. So that'd be number... I like this as a number one. Whoops, I just dropped my pen. I like it as a number one, and... we have a couple of alternate stories for if you want two tech stories. So
okay. There's the thing about Rick Perry saying carbon dioxide doesn't cause climate change. This is almost an onion. This is almost an onion story in itself.
No, that's why. That's originally what I wanted it to be. was an onion story, but
you know what? I like this as an onion story because Rick Perry is just a matter. The fact that he's actually been put into something in office when Trump got into office, Trump brought him in on board on something. So I am willing to lampoon this fucker because he's just so stupid.
Well, that would be thematical. But I also liked the driverless bus.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Too. So because we only have one, not the onion, but, right. So Stephen Hawking, Earth Under Threat, as a first tech story,
okay.
And then either Mazda Hack or Hyper Chariot.
The Hyper Chariot, I would suggest that someone send that to Thunderfoot and say, "Here, tear this apart." He's good at that shit. He's really good at that shit. But I like this as a story though.
I think this is the number one story.
Yeah, I like this as our number one. What do you guys think, Atheist Ranger and Matt? What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, let's go with this one for humans need to move on.
Are we having two tech stories? Though?
Yes, we're having two tech stories.
Oh, okay. All right.
So what was the other story we were going to use for a second tech story? There was another one.
There's the Mazda hack with the USB, the jailbreak USB drive, and there's driverless bus in Brooklyn.
Let's go with the Mazda hack, actually. Let's go with the Mazda hack.
Yeah, that sounds like a better one, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, the driverless bus, it's not a tech story, really. It's just someone forgot to take their keys out of the ignition. It was fun to talk about. I mean, you know, but I mean, it's just.
Well, yeah, it's funny because it's a church.
Yeah, that's the best part of it.
We
can put that as a religious story if you want.
That's a good one.
Second religious story. No.
I like mine, though.
Yeah.
Well, we have two religious stories.
Yeah, we have two religious stories we need to come up with. Now, there is one that I was looking at here from the Free Thinker. It says, pious politicians told to get off your knees and get back to work.
Wow. Yeah, I had one as well that I put in the chat earlier.
Is that the one you put in there?
Yeah, woman arrested over beach exorcism of her daughter who was 11 years old.
What? Wait a minute, I didn't see that. Hang on a second here.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Dang it. There it is.
Okay, there it is. I see it now. Let me take a look here. I've got to let the page load. While I'm waiting for that to load, I'll read you this one. America's Freedom from Religion Foundation is demanding a written assurance from the Minnesota State Representative, Abigail Whalen, that she will refrain in the future from proselytizing during official state business. Whalen, a Republican, shocker, received a warning letter of warning from the FFRF following her outrageous misuse of official position in preaching from the House floor. The taxation debate last month suddenly went all preachy. She says, I have an external perspective that I want to share with you and with the people listening at home. There's actual joy to be found in Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you all. If you would like to get to know him, if you're listening at home or here in this room, please email me, call me. We'd love to talk to you about Jesus. He is hope for this state and this country. No, you're proselytizing on the floor, bitch. You don't get to do that.
We go to church to listen to that bullshit.
Yeah, if you want to listen, you want to talk about that in church, you go right a fucking head. What the hell is that?
Sorry, that was my phone. I have my headphones in. You could hear that?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Please remember to mute your phones. Oh, here it is. A woman arrested over beach exorcism of her daughter. Police in Ferndale, California have commanded the actions of a man who intervened when Kimberly Felder, age 45, attacked her daughter on the beach. According to the report, Felder stripped her child naked on the center field Centerville Beach yesterday and shoved handfuls of sand in the child's mouth and eyes. Officials said Fielder stated she was trying to free her daughter from demons. She reportedly continued to assault by viciously striking, biting, and choking her child while a crowd of 10 to 12 people stood by watching. At that point, John Marshall, a local citizen, stepped in and immediately tried to restrain Fielder from further hurting the child. Police said that the two struggled on the ground while Fielder continued to assault her and by hitting the child on the head with a piece of driftwood. This is...
Yeah.
Now, this the is sick.
Yeah, the part that pissed me off was a crowd of 10 to 12 people stood by
watching. I was thinking the same thing. There's like, what are you doing? I'm surprised... Somebody's got to have this up on YouTube before too long. If there's many people there, you guarantee someone's got their cameras going.
Well, because if somebody else picked up a piece of driftwood and hit this piece of driftwood on her head, they would have been hauled away.
Yeah, or doing the same thing to her, they would have been stopped immediately.
No, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. If somebody had hit this so-called mother on the head and done any kind of physical violence, which I'm sorry, if somebody's that violent, it's going to take a degree of violence to restrain her. You're not just going to be able to do it with, you know, unless you're really strong, just by binding your arms. And so if you hit her, then all of a sudden you're the aggressor and you're going to be taken away. I'm just playing devil's advocate here, because if I had seen this shit, I would have been.
Yeah. All right. I would have
been covering the kid and been beaten myself. But
I would have. You know, I'm going to read the first quote from the first commenter here, because it fits it perfectly. Someone said, "Obviously not a true Christian, just mentally deluded, violent person." In 5, 4, 3, 2. You know, because that's what the Christians are going to claim, that they weren't a true Christian.
Yeah.
I think she had the devil inside her.
She had a mental problem.
Yeah.
She was booked for attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, felony child abuse, and aggravated mayhem. We should talk about this. I think this is one of the stories we should definitely talk about. This.
Yeah.
Especially since the Bible does say to kill unruly children.
It does, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Old Testament.
It's Old Testament. It's in Deuteronomy.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Go kill your children because the Bible says so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
I don't know the exact verse off the top of my head, but I know it's it's somewhere in the 20th verse somewhere. The 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's actually...
There's more than one place on that.
There's more. Actually, I read an article today about some fucking hateful, shitty woman who's a mother of 4 kids, and one of them turned out to be gay and got married, and... She wrote in her blog how it hurt her to have to cut him off and how awful he is to her, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, you fucking martyr. And anyway, she was saying that, you know, turn your children over to the devil, which is Paul's admonition, New Testament. And I'm just struck with that. I'm struck with that right now. Because I don't understand this kind of crap. I'm sorry. It's Old and New Testament. There's all kinds. If you want a justification for your fucking hatred and ignorance, you can find it. You can find it in the scripts of most, you know, single God religions. And all the kind of, if you want judgmentalism and holier than thou crap, you can find it. Ugh. Anyway,
I think people are just so brainwashed with the religion that they, you know, if somebody in their family turns gay or is gay, they just, you know, despise them. They're like the the devil or the Antichrist or whatever. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's why I mirrored those videos to my channel last night and today.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The...
If this Ranger, if you're there, we talk about some religious story that you want to mirror on your channel, just go ahead. Just let me know and I can send you the original file.
Ah, okay, cool.
Just put the word, when you do this, just name it exactly, this is what I want you to do though. Just name it exactly the same thing that I have, that I labeled it as, but just at the very end, just put in parentheses, just put in mirror.
Mirror, yeah.
Now, there was something else here that really kind of, where did I see this here? I saw it somewhere here. Someone was saying that the Muslims want to make this whole situation with them. Oh, here it is. Islamists want their terrorism to become the new normal.
Okay.
All right, let me grab the link here. I will send it to everybody here. 1 second.
Isn't Islamic terrorism already the new normal?
It seems to be, but I mean, they want to be like, oh, well, that happened, so just get used to it. We're just gonna be here, and we're just gonna be killing people just to go used to it. So just get used to the population going down because we're gonna go out and kill people. You know,
they're already doing it already.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, not very successful here, but in Europe, that's a different story.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, Islams want their. Go ahead, Connie.
No, I don't know what to think about protected speech, too, because it's couching itself in that a lot.
Yeah, well, there's more to it than just that. That says here in Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale. Women sex slaves are told, this might not seem ordinary to you right now, but after time it will. Yet even after 40 years since the beginning of the contemporary Islamist movement in Iran, though much has changed in all of our societies, their rule has still not become, quote-unquote, the new normal. Hence the unrelenting violence. This has become like in the Handmaid's Tale, where much seems lost. It's a I heard about this. It's a dystopian book. It's written back like in the 1980s.
I've been watching the Hulu series.
Yeah, apparently this was a book based on a book written back in 1985 or so by a lady. I forget the name off the top of my head. There is resistance in our day and age. This takes various forms, from concerts to unveiling, blaspheming, and defying. Despite the threats, people resist because it's the only way we can feel alive and remain truly human, particularly when faced with a theocracy that wants to control every aspect of your life, from how you dress to whom you choose to have sex with. Baker was talking about this book. I heard about this. He talked about this on Right Wing Watch. Apparently his wife got a hold of this book, and she was saying how horrible the book was. And he's like proselytizing, say they're trying to pigeonhole Christians and thinking that we're going to try to take over everything. We don't want to take over everything, you know. And the fact is that they're already doing it. Yeah, they're doing it already. Yeah. They are trying. They're fucking bullshit. They're claiming they don't want to take over everything, but they want to take over everything. They want Jesus. They want everybody to be Christian everywhere. So that's
that Trump is kissing all their asses. Yeah, they're going to get everything now.
Yeah, they think they're going to get everything.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to deify allegorical tales like the Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
But the fact is that The Handmaid's Tale, while it does couch itself in Christian rhetoric and in Old Testament rhetoric, that's not the point. The point is that if you want to control a society and have some kind of elite, you know, separatist nationalist, which is what Trump is all about, fucking about. If you want to have a nationalist idea and everybody is their own little island of country and this is how you rule it, it takes an ideal that everybody is going to live under. And Handmaid's Tale just happened to pick Old Testament rule about this, and it has the motivation of the fact that fertility is a thing that is in jeopardy. you know, and it's in jeopardy across the board, across the globe. And so I'm watching the show and I'm going, okay, I can see why I can see why Christianity or any religion would take a hold of this and say, this is God's judgment on us. Why? Because if we want to, because fear sends us back into our little tiny, you know, reptile minds or whatever. And it's
our lizard
anyway,
brain.
I'm just saying that I don't think A Handmaid's Tale has to be just about Christianity. And I was pretty sure that the reactionary, you know, the dominionist Christians are going to say, oh, they're going to persecute us. But guess what? No, we're not persecuting you.
Yeah.
You know, but if you see yourself in the mirror, mea culpa, right? I'm sorry. I should have saved it.
This is more of an opinion piece, really, but...
Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's fine. It was something we wanted to talk about here. So,
I'll tune out here for a few.
It's okay. It's okay. So we've got several good stories to talk about here. We got the pious politicians are told to get off their knees and get back to work when the Minnesota Republican. Was proselytizing on the off the floor. I think we've got our top story for our religious story, don't we? We're talking about that. Which one are we talking about? The woman that that tried to kill her kid with sand and on the beach and stripped her naked. Now the second for a second story, the one I just mentioned about get back to work, or
there is the one that somebody else shared too. The anti-gay preacher.
Yeah, the anti-gay pastor.
Yes.
Who got arrested on,
thank you.
Child porn charges.
Oh, is that? Yes. Oh, I didn't get a chance to look that one up. Okay, let me take a look here. I'm loading it up now. I apologize. I missed that. That's my fault. That's my bad.
The smaller link that I have to do that. That's a different, it's. This puts the story better in context, I think.
Let me take a look at what I got here. I like this. I'm liking this already as a possible second story here, just the way it was titled here. Page isn't loading yet, though. Here we go. David Reynolds, recently fired pastor of Cornerstone Bible Fellowship in Sherwood, Arkansas. Imagine that. Currently facing 70 counts of distributing, possessing, or viewing child pornography. Oh, and he's vehemently anti-gay.
Shocking.
Shocking. Mm. Shocking. 40-year-old pastor regularly preached that marriage is between a man and a woman and that all homosexuality is a sin. He was arrested after police received a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which claimed that a social media account in Sherwood was storing pages and pages of child pornography. Holy crap. The account allegedly belongs to Reynolds. In March, Reynolds informed elders at the Cornerstone Bible Fellowship that he was under investigation for child porn possession. When they asked if he had engaged in viewing the material, Reynolds told them that he had not knowingly done so. The elders decided to relieve Reynolds of his duties and put out a statement of the church. See, covering their own asses.
Mm-hmm.
Our present concern with the people of Cornerstone Church, Cornerstone, is to the Lord and is entrusted with us as shepherds. The church said in a statement, we have been and will continue to pursue all avenues to determine whether any Cornerstone's people may have been directly or indirectly affected by the actions Dave may have taken. He maintains his innocence. In a statement released earlier, I can't speak right now, his attorney, Blake Hendricks, said Mr. Reynolds has pleaded not guilty and intends to vigorously defend himself against the accusations. Okay, I do want to say one thing here, though. I want to say one thing now. If he's actually guilty of this, throw him under the jail. Throw him under all the jails. Now...
Yep.
Put him under the jail. Don't put him in jail. Put him under the jail. Put him under all the jails. Now I'm going to play devil's advocate on this, though. just because I know technology well enough and this shit happens, that sometimes that you go to certain sites and even on your computers, everybody that's here that's listening right now and everybody that's in our chat room between the four of us here that's right here right now, there might be child pornography on your computer and you may not even know it's there. Because the fact is, if you visit certain, you visit pages, even pages that are pretty innocuous. Sometimes what they do is they download images into the background into your cache on your computer. You don't even, it doesn't say child porn 101 or anything like that on there. It has a series of letters of numbers and reference points for the website to pull up. And in those instances, there might be some pornography of some kind. Child pornography might be included on that on your computer, and you might not even know it's there.
I don't know. I find that hard to believe.
No, actually, that's actually a proven fact. Actually,
that should be able to be figured out whether it was like us.
But that's what I'm saying is, but it could be, but it's, that's what I'm saying is it can be figured out if it was intentional. If it's something that's downloaded in the background, you don't know is there. That's one thing. I mean, for example, I go to, I'm a guy, I'm single and I look at porn sites every once in a while, and I look at some, I look at adult material made by adults for adults and with adults that are in the videos. And there are stuff that gets on these channels once in a while, I'm sure, that or maybe downloaded in the background as an image that somebody has uploaded some kind of pornography or whatever that I don't agree mm-hmm. with. And it's in my cache right now. Now it would be in my cache until the cache gets deleted or it's in the background or whatever. You know, if I were to say, take this in because I had a problem with it, and they were looking at the cache, and they could see that it was there, I could get arrested for child porn, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's a possibility. I try not to visit sites that have anything like that on there, but, you know, it's... But sometimes, every once in a while, you come and it's like, wait a minute, why did somebody upload this, and now it's in my cache, and now, you know, it's not a good thing. But if he is actually guilty of this, now if somebody is, it says here that somebody has turned him in from the National Center of Missing and Children, Exploited Children, because a social media account this guy has that he was storing pages and pages of it, that's a different story. That's a totally different story.
Yeah.
It's not that hard of a reach to imagine that somebody who's that vindictive and that judgmental about sexuality is hiding something.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely not. Most anti-gay people who are either the ones that like this guy, he's anti-gay. They're usually gay themselves and they're just denying it.
Well, okay. No. Well, wait.
Wasn't there one, I don't know if he was a congressman or a senator or something. He got busted in a bathroom in an airport somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That was anti-gay. Yeah, he was in Minnesota. Yeah.
And I guess he was trying to, you know, do something in the bathroom with somebody. And I guess that was an undercover cop or something. And he kept saying, oh, I'm not gay. I've never been gay and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to conflate. Have I had any problem with this? It's that he's an anti-gay pastor, but right. And I don't want to glorify it. But what kind of porn is he watching? Is it he watching porn about teenage boys, or is it just boys and girls? Because pedophilia and homosexuality are two different things. And let's go ahead, Matt, though.
I mean, there may be two different things, but he didn't state that it was, you know, gay pornography. It just stated that it was child pornography.
Right. Right. And that, and I guess that's my point, is like, he's judging this one thing,
mm-hmm.
but he, you know, this is a whole different subject. And this is, you know, it, again, being gay is one thing. It's not it when consenting adults, who cares? You know, we shouldn't.
Right.
And children, they can't give consent. They're
no, they can't legally give consent. No.
This is really an awful thing. And so he was condemning a thing that shouldn't be condemned.
Right.
And he was hiding something that possibly, hiding something that was the problem. And herein is part of the problem is that a lot of time humanity conflates the two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hobson is historically, he does this all the time. You know,
Well, I don't mean to be rude, but I got to get out of here. I got to get something to eat, and I got to head out to work.
Okay. Oh, here, Matt. Before you go, I got a link for you. Remember, you said you didn't think that was a possible. Come on, goddamn thing. Here's just a link about this. It's an older story. I just lost where the page is. God damn it. Okay. Says frame. This is from 2009. It's from framed for child porn, a PC virus. So, Associated Press investigation found cases where innocent people have been branded as pedophiles after their coworkers or loved ones stumbled upon child porn placed on a PC through a virus. It can cost victims hundreds of thousands of dollars to prove their innocence. The situations are complicated by the fact that the actual pedophiles often blame viruses. Defense rightfully viewed with skepticism by law enforcement. Here's an example of the dog ate my homework excuse, basically. But the investigation included interviewing people who had been found with child porn on their computers. The AP reviewed court records and spoke to prosecutors, police, and computer examiners. In one case involving somebody, I won't mention the name here, a former investigator with the Massachusetts agency that oversees workers' compensation. The bosses became suspicious after the internet bill for his issued state laptop showed to be used one and a half times more data than his colleagues. The technician filed child porn on the PC folder, stored images viewed online. The person was fired and charged with possession of child pornography. He was endured death threats. Cars tires were slashed and shunned by his friends. Him and his wife fought the case, spending $250,000 on legal fees, liquidated their savings, took a second mortgage, and sold their car. The inspection for defense revealed the laptop was severely infected. It was programmed to visit as many as 40 child porn states per minute. So that's an inhuman feat. Well, him and his wife were out for dinner one night. Someone logged onto his computer and the porn flowed in for an hour and a half. So, yeah, this kind of shit can happen. This kind of shit can happen.
Yeah.
So there you go. And when it comes to this kind of stuff, I know about this stuff. I really know about this stuff in spades.
Thank you, Matt, for helping with the meeting.
Yeah, if you got to take off.
No problem.
Yeah, if you got to take off, go ahead.
Yeah, because I got to get going. I got two jobs I got to do tonight, so
okay.
I don't want to make it an affair. So.
Sure, no worries.
We see you on Friday, or are you working?
No, I'll be here Friday night.
Oh, sweet. Awesome.
I will be here.
All right. So thank that was just, so that's just so you know, back up what I was saying, so.
Right. Oh, no, I'm saying, I know, but I'm just saying that, you know, most of the people who are, you know, arrested for this are actual, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, I agree. I agree. I think he is. Do you guys want to use this as a possible second story then?
I think so.
Sure.
Okay. Connie, what do you think? Connie?
Sorry, I had to mute my mic. No, I think this is a good second story.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll do this as a second story. Then all we have left is the onion. Do you want to do the bus as an onion story, or do you want to do, or did you want to do the what's his face?
I think the bus thing would be a good Onion story.
Okay, let's go with the bus story then. Let's go with the bus.
Did I the bus go?
I know a perfect song for. I know a perfect song. I know the perfect song. I can make a bumper out of if I haven't already. So, all right. Did I share that link with you? With everybody, Connie?
I don't know.
Right now, every time I see a bus, I'm going to think about this now. Is he going to hit that church?
Woohoo! Is this a video game?
Oh, here.
Oops, I cut off the bus. Oh, no, it's going right into the church.
All right, Connie, here is the link for the bus story. There you go. It's the last link. I apologize.
I think I have it, but okay.
All right, and then we have, that's it. Then all we have left is just the Pope on the rope.
Yes.
Let's see here. Well, yep. we'll figure out which Pope that is. It's whatever Pope that is.
Yeah, I have to look at, we haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Pope on the rope.
All right, well, I'm going to take off.
Guys, are we up to six? Oh,
no, we're up to nine. Pope number nine.
Good night, Matt.
Good night, Matt.
All right, good night, guys. So see you on Friday night.
See you on Friday.
See ya.
Alrighty.
All right, Pope number nine. Whatever Pope number nine is.
Are they all in the, is Pope number nine?
Yeah, the there's a list of the popes there and has the links in there. So it's whoever it is. I'm not sure who it is.
Because it's in the long show.
Yeah, it's in the long show folder. It says the list of poops. List of poops.
Let's just cover Guido Sarducci.
Guido Sarducci. I like that pope. I think he should have been pope.
I think I should have been a pope.
I think he should have been a pope. Father Guido Sarducci, I wish you would run for pope.
Exactly. Don't run for president.
Atheist Ranger scratching his head going, who is Father Guido Sarducci?
Old Saturday Night Live bit.
Yeah, he would also be on David. He would also come on David Letterman when he was.
Yes.
He dresses up in the full garb and he's amazing. He's amazing.
Well, he was in the movie Casper, the Friendly Ghost with Christina Ricci.
Mm-hmm.
He tried, you know, because we're gonna get an exorcism. You know, he did. Oh God, he's so funny. Yeah, he was a recurring character on Saturday Night Live during the news segment. Just look up Father Guido Sarducci, and he actually talked on a rope because that's something he was trying to raise money. I don't know. It was a money making idea he had or something in a skit. God.
I will look up I'll look it up for you here real quick here.
Yeah, yeah.
Who
is Pope? Actually, who is Pope number nine? I will look that up.
Let's see here. His real name is Donald Andrew Don Novello. He's an American writer, film director, producer, actor, singer, and comedian. He's best known for work on Saturday Night Live as from 1977 to 1980, and again in 85 to 86, often as a father, Guido Sarducci. So,
wait, where's the Pope stories?
They're in there. I'm looking at it.
I just realized where they're at.
Okay,
sorry.
That's right. Here, if this ranger, give me a second. I'll give you the link to the Wikipedia. It may even have links to the videos. There you go. Take a look at
that. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's very funny. It's just a comedy sketch, basically. All righty. Let's see who's our number 10 and number 9. Number 9.
You Blogspot or Wikipedia?
Blogspot.
Thank you.
Wikipedia is just the backup for more information, that's all.
Sure.
Come on.
Know your popes.
Know your popes.
Know your popes.
Know your popa. Come on. Load your stupid page.
Ooh.
Number seven.
Stephen the Seventh ordered that the corpse of his predecessor, Formosus, be removed from its tomb and propped up on the throne to be tried for its perjury.
We talked about this one. We talked about this one with Heretic Woman. Remember when we had Heretic?
That's number 10.
No, that's number nine. I'm looking at. No, you're right. That's number 10. That's number 10. You jumped the gun. But we did talk. That's the Pope we talked about with the Heretic Woman. That's the Pope. The number 10 is the one we talked about with Heretic Woman. How he had him dug up.
So you did 10 already.
Yeah, we're at number 9. We didn't do number 9.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's the number 10 is the one we talked about because I just got done. I'm so far behind in the episodes on my own show listening to it. My phone was down for a week and that it put me so far behind on all my podcasts. But
John the 23rd.
Yeah. Anyway, this one is the 37th of his own clergy members. It doesn't say his name here, though. John the 23rd. Yeah, there it is. 37 of his own clergy members witnessed and professed against him on charges of fornication, adultery, incest, sodomy, simony. I'm not even sure what simony is. That's a new one for me. Theft and murder.
Sex with monkeys? I don't know.
And murder. Murder. He also had a harem of mistresses in a bungalow numbering 200, consisting mostly of if not entirely of nuns. Oh,
I think that's Bologna.
Bologna?
Yeah, possibly. Wow, but what's he doing that's been any different from any of the previous popes?
Well, the other ones, at least that we didn't know them being charged with murder.
Charged?
Yeah, it says here on charges of fornication.
Charged with murder. I see.
Yeah, he has charges of fornication, adultery, incest, sodomy, simony, whatever that is.
Accidental poisoning isn't murder. Okay.
Wait, is that what it is? Is that what simony is? What the hell is that word?
No, I'm just saying that if we looked at any of the other previous popes we've talked about, yeah, they've silently poisoned or murdered. They poisoned people. That's not murder, right?
Right.
Anyway, just no. Oh my god.
All right, it's damn it, fucking reload. Buying or selling ecclesiastical privileges, for example, in pardons or beneficiaries. Oh, so
I thought that was how they operated. That's called favors, right?
Right, yeah. Or indulgences, also known as indulgences.
Indulgences. Yeah. I wasn't Catholic, although I did have 8 children, so it was like,
Yeah. That's what it says here, anyway. I mean, it's buying or selling church office or ecclesiastical preferment. Oh, so basically, you're letting people in. It's like, oh, yeah, I make you the pope. You give me a dough.
Oh, okay.
I give you power to be, you know, head of some household or whatever, you know, as a, you know,
Not the preacher. Same as
indulgences. No, not the same as indulgences.
It's for a position.
It's a position.
It's like Trump. Like Trump emptying the swamp and siphoning them into the White House.
Right, and into
his cabinet.
Yeah, or putting his children into it. You know, no, that's something else different. But same thing. Yeah, it's same thing. Same thoughts behind it. Yeah, let's grab this picture, and I want to use this picture for the show.
It looks like something off of a Haunted Mansion ride.
It does.
At Disneyland. I'm sorry.
Worst stamp ever.
Oh, yeah.
Let's grab this whole pope where it says Know Your Popes number 9. Just grab that whole picture and drop that in the Dropbox for me, if you would, please. And then we'll cover John the 23rd. Oh, crap.
Yep.
All righty. Okay. Well, that's it for us. Wow, we went for an hour and 24 minutes tonight. So I apologize. We talked a little bit extra today. So come to the live show at 9 p.m. Central Time at youtube.com/PackardPokesAt. That's 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 8 p.m. Mountain Time. And if you're Mountain Time, stay indoors where it's nice and cool. And since you're the only one there, it should be easy to stay cool. You just need to buy a block of ice from some neighboring state.
And then go down to the hardware store for some twine and rock candy.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry.
Yeah, and that's in the other time zones, of course, you know. So
that's in the other realities.
Other realities, yeah.
That's all like Little House on the Prairie falling down the little hill.
Oh, the little girl. Ah, plunk. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about there.
Yeah, yeah. So.
All righty. All right, we'll see you on Friday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night. Good night.